AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports President Trump's latest peace plan for Ukraine would cede territory to Russia.
The AP has obtained a copy of President Trump's 28-point proposal, and it would have Russia hold the entire eastern Donbas region, even though approximately 14% still remains in Ukrainian hands. Ukraine's military would be reduced by nearly a third, from roughly 880,000 troops to 600,000. The proposal would also prevent the future expansion of NATO and opens the door to lifting sanctions on Russia. The $100 billion in frozen Russian assets would be dedicated to rebuilding Ukraine. A side agreement aims to satisfy Ukrainian security concerns, declaring a future significant, deliberate, and sustained armed attack by Russia would be viewed as threatening the peace and security of the transatlantic community. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Investigators say there's evidence of cracks in an engine mount of the UPS cargo plane that crashed in Louisville, Kentucky. The crash killed 14 people 2 weeks ago. Law enforcement leaders say the Charlotte, North Carolina area federal immigration crackdown appears to be tapering off. The Homeland Security Department says the operation will not end anytime soon. President Trump meets today with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani after months of heated rhetoric. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt was asked about Trump's invitation to Mamdani.
It speaks volumes that tomorrow we have a communist coming to the White House, because that's who the Democrat Party elected as the mayor of the largest city in the country. I think it's very telling, but I also think it speaks to the fact that President Trump is willing to meet with anyone and talk to anyone.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on prospects for new oil drilling.
The Trump administration announces plans for new oil drilling off the coasts of California and Florida. President Trump wants to expand oil production that is already leading the world.
Drill we must. I call it drill, baby, drill.
The government has not allowed drilling in federal waters in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, which includes Florida, since 1995, because of the possibility of oil spills. California has some offshore oil rigs, but there has been no new leasing in federal waters since the mid-1980s. Critics say drilling could harm coastal communities. Florida Senator Rick Scott, a Trump ally, wants to maintain a moratorium on offshore drilling. California Governor Gavin Newsom says expensive and riskier offshore drilling would put communities at risk and undermine economic stability. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.